Hello, this is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm John.
And I'm Jean. Hello.
In Real English, we look at words and phrases that you might not find in your dictionary.
英语呢是一种富有成语和不同语言习惯的语言，所以要想学习地道纯正的英国英语呢，了解英国人常用的通俗语言和表达方式也是非常重要的。
Today's expression is agony, A-G-O-N-Y, aunt, A-U-N-T, agony aunt.
Okay, 不过 agony 通常是痛苦苦恼的意思， aunt 是阿姨的意思，那这两个词放在一起不就成了苦恼阿姨了吗？
Well, you'd normally find an agony aunt in a newspaper or magazine. An agony aunt will give advice to people who write to them about their personal problems.
Okay, 原来这个 agony aunt 其实就是我们中国话知心大姐的意思。大家有了什么苦恼啊、烦心的事情呢，就可以写信给这个报纸、杂志上的知心大姐专栏，寻求指教和帮助。
And agony is another word for pain.
是的， agony 就是指身体上或者精神上的痛苦。这个知心大姐啊，之所以英语里叫 agony aunt， 就是因为她是一位帮助别人排解痛苦的人。不过 John， 我要问你了，一般这些给知心大姐写信的人都有一些什么样的痛苦和难题呢？
Well, maybe you think your boyfriend is seeing another woman, or you might be a 16-year-old who is pregnant.
就是说比如说如果你的伴侣有了外遇了，或者你意外怀孕了等等，这样很个人的痛苦和难题。
What are you reading there?
Oh, I'm reading the agony aunt section in the newspaper. I love reading about people's problems and the advice they give.
Oh, I feel like an agony aunt at work sometimes. People are always telling me their personal problems.
You must be good at giving advice.
I'm actually pretty good.
So come on, Jean, be honestHave you ever written to an agony aunt?
Oh, honestly, John, I have never done that. But I do... but I do enjoy reading the agony aunt columns in magazines, though.
It must be quite depressing being an agony aunt, though, and to have to listen to people's problems all the time.
But you can help people with the advice you give. I think it would be interesting.不过我本来就是比较爱管闲事的啦，严格来讲应该算是 nosy 而不是个 agony aunt。
Well, everyone, now you know. If you have any problems, you can send them to Jean at BBC Learning English. Anyway, that's today's expression, agony aunt.
Agony aunt, 知心大姐。好了，今天我们 BBC Learning English 地道英语节目就到这儿了。 Bye.
Bye-bye, see you next time.